Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Macca. We're going to take a slight break from COVID, but we will come back to it, no doubt.
I'm sure.
Before the day's ours, or by the time we finish up the show. We're going to move on to something completely different. Now, during the week, we did notice that a new report had been released that essentially looked at the legal issues and needs of trans people, and we thought that this was actually worth airing. We've got Hannah Sycamore, who's from the St Kilda Legal Centre, who's actually going to talk to us about that study. But before we ask Hannah to talk about that, I'm particularly interested in who she is and what she does. Mm. Good morning to you, Hannah.
Hi, good morning. It's great to be here. Thanks for talking to me.
And we're talking to you across the ditch.
I actually am in Aotearoa at the moment. That is correct.
Why are you over in New Zealand, and can you come back?
I can come back. I'm a bit delayed. I'm just it's just over here for a family matter. So, it was a bit of a last-minute thing to go over, and then I got a bit stuck.
Yeah.
But hopefully I can get back in a couple of weeks.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing you in the studio when we can have you in the studio.
But, that'd be great.
But in the meantime, you run what's called the Roberta Perkins Law Project, which delivers this legal service to trans people. Tell us a little bit about that before we actually launch into the report.
Well, I have to say that the star of the Roberta Perkins Law Project is actually Sam Alkin, who I'm sure you'd
much rather be. Oh, we've had Sam on here before.
You're stuck with me today, and I work with Sam.
That's all right.
Well, we love Sam too, actually.
Oh, Sam's great, but, you know, he can't do everything. So you'll have to talk to me. So Sam was the outreach lawyer that set up the LGBTIQ Legal Service, which is a health justice partnership between the St Kilda Legal Service and Thorn Harbour Health. And so Sam's been working on that project for a couple of years. And part of the project, which started off by a very generous grant from the Victorian Law Foundation, part of that was to deliver a legal needs report. And so I came on as a project officer about 6 months ago and helped Sam and the team to put the report together. So the LGBTIQ Legal Service is started with Sam with big ambitions and big dreams as the first LGBTIQ legal service in Victoria. There's specialised services in other legal centres, but this is the first specific specialised service in Victoria. And that's expanded now to 3 part-time lawyers and 2 project admin staff, which is awesome.
Wow.
And then there was a grant through the City of Melbourne that has led to Sam and the team starting the Roberta Perkins Law Project. So that launched about a month ago, and has been named after Roberta Perkins to honour her memory. As you know, we all know she was such an amazing person and such a powerful advocate for trans rights and for sex workers. And it's such an honour to have named the project after her.
It's Macca Hannah. I mean, the City of Melbourne have been doing some incredible work over the last few years, but particularly, you know, this year in supporting projects. So I want to, you know, call out to them. So thank them, but also thank you guys for putting together this project. an often forgotten part of our community and, you know, the discrimination that they face. I think it's yeah, what can I say? It's great work. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Macca. I think it's really important to talk about the different silos in the LGBTIQ plus communities, and we too often, I think, group everyone together. Yeah. And the evidence shows us that trans and gender diverse folks are much more likely to experience discrimination and harassment and violence and sexual violence. And this does lead to poorer outcomes in a number of areas. And I should just say that I talked about this at the launch yesterday, that it's an unfortunate part of this role. It is kind of delivering the bad news and using that as a way to ask for funding. But I also think it is important to talk about what the evidence shows us. And it does show us that trans and gender diverse communities experience higher rate of mental illness, a higher rate of homelessness or insecure housing. And we talk a lot about how we can't just be a legal service provider. We really need to contribute to making systems and making laws and policies fairer, to create an environment where trans and gender diverse people are more likely to be employed in, you know, meaningful, sustainable, ongoing employment, to have more stable housing and to receive gender-affirming healthcare. So things like, and the report, if you read it, which is available on our website, talks about the importance of gender-affirming healthcare. And I think it's really important that we talk about how this should be included in Medicare, this should be included in private health insurance, because these things that make trans and gender diverse people's lives easier are things that will ultimately mean they're less likely to interact with the justice system. So it is great that we have a legal service and we know that it's really necessary. We're very proud of it. But I think talking about how we can make the system fair and more equitable for everyone is really an important part of that.
And look, I think, you know, when the service started off, is it 3 years or 4 years now?
So 2 years.
It's only 2 years.
LGBTIQ legal service, and then the Roberta Perkins Law Project from this year. And I should say that that is a partnership with Transgender Victoria, which is really wonderful. And we had Son Vivian from Transgender Victoria at the launch yesterday, and we're really grateful for that partnership and support with such an amazing organisation.
Hannah, we've just had a message from one of our listeners who says that apparently you had a couple of years of funding announced and provided to you by the Victorian State Government. So congratulations for that. That's that's a really good outcome.
So Minister Martin Foley was at our launch yesterday, and we're really grateful for the state government's support, and that extra funding was announced about 2 weeks ago now, and that's sort of part of the some extra COVID funding, and that will be used, part of that will be used for the LGBTIQ legal service and the Roberta Perkins Law Project. But that Roberta Perkins Law Project is funded by the City of Melbourne Social Innovation Partnerships Program. So we can keep the lights on, that's for sure, but I guess one of the recommendations of the report is that the service is permanent and it's expanded, and we really create a case that a specialised LGBTIQ legal service is really important. And what we know, because people have told us, is that 80% of respondents to our midsummer survey said that they would prefer to get legal help from a specialised LGBTIQ legal service. Those are all people that identified as part of those communities.
Now, Hannah, we're nearly out of time, but if any of our listeners wish to have a look at this report in detail, how can they track that down? And secondly, again, if any of our listeners know of anybody who might require some legal advice or legal support, how can they contact you?
So head to our website, lgbtiqlegal.org.au, and that's got a summary, a media release about the legal needs analysis, which is a, you know, quite a good short snapshot of some of the statistics and findings and some of our recommendations. And the full report is also available through the website as well as a contact page.
Look, it's great work, Hannah, and all the colleagues that work with you. And again, thank you to the City of Melbourne and also to the Victorian Government for funding this. And, you know, I know that Martin Foley takes a very deep and abiding interest in these. So thank you, Martin.
And thank you, Hannah. Thank you for your time this morning, Saturday morning.
And thank you for your work.
Especially across the ditch from New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's such a good line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Technology these days. I should also say that Sam Elkin is doing a podcast talk called Transdemic. So you can check that out on Spotify or other podcast apps for some really good commentary of how COVID-19 is impacting the trans and gender diverse communities.
We'll post a link to that on our podcast of this chat.
It was great to chat. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Hannah.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.